Kind of get last year's bad taste out of your mouth and get some momentum in a new season too?
Definitely, you know, we don't dwell on last season. You know, it's all about this upcoming season, what we can do to better ourselves. And we believe we're a better team than we were last year. And we've been competing this whole time. We've been getting better, watching more film. We've become closer as a unit. And, you know, we're not really looking at last season now. We're thinking about this season upcoming and what we can do to show everybody that we are a great football team.
How about you now, when you play a dual threat quarterback like that, how hard is that? Is you just got to, is it concentration as much as anything? Look for tendencies? What are you trying to do back there?
Definitely. You basically just got to do your job and not try to do too much or do someone else's job. You know, we have to respect that he can throw the ball, so we have to remain in pass coverage and wait till he does cross the line of scrimmage. Sometimes he'll come up to the line like he's about to run, then he'll throw the ball. So you got to basically do your job. Don't try to do too much, and then just you have to have faith in your teammates that they're going to do their job also, and that they'll make the plays too.
For you personally, how long have you had this date circled, just in terms of dealing with what you had last year?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I probably had this date circled ever since I found out I wasn't going to be able to play last season because of my shoulder injury. So it's going to be a tremendous experience on Saturday. I can't wait to run out there with my teammates on my side and Kinnick, my family's in the stands, and it's going to be a great time.
How often is your family able to make it out for games?
They come out maybe once a year, probably once a year to the game. So for them to be out here for this first game is very huge for me.
Is there kind of a special sense of excitement among them knowing that they're going to be traveling out here this weekend? They're going to actually see you playing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They love to see me play on the field, and I know they're my biggest supporters ever, you know, and they're always there for me, and I know they'll be excited to see me play on Saturday.
Last year, when you guys played Northern Illinois, it seemed like when the big plays that they were making on offense came, it was when you guys were in like a nickel or dime package. Uh-huh. How comfortable do you feel now as a secondary when you do throw a nickel or dime out there that you'll be able to maybe keep Lynch contained more than you were able to a year ago?
It all starts with our defensive line. We got great guys at the defensive line position, and they do an excellent job getting a pass rush. And then it comes with our secondary, you know, guys being able to hold up there and stay in coverage and guard the receivers. So it has to do with a whole total team effect. And then we got our linebackers there. They're doing a great job staying in coverage and able to contain the quarterback. And it's just a big defensive unit, and we're all working together.
How would you say you guys as a secondary have grown here as throughout the month from when you first started fall camp up to now?
We definitely grown a lot. You know, we're in the film room together as a unit, studying and watching film together and making observations together, you know, and that's helped us be more familiar with one another on the field. We know what each other is going to do on the field, and we're talking more. Once we see the film, we're able to get to practice, and we're talking more, and we're understanding, we're getting a better feel for each other's game and how each other, one of us, play.